Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, ostensibly, we're going to be talking about something that I don't even know if it's made it into print yet, but we're going to find out about it. Joining us now, writer from Ammo Land, and one of the, this is a researcher. I mean, this boy can research some stuff that I impresses me to no end. Of course, he's been with us before. His name is John Crump. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
I'm okay. I went looking.
Yep. It's not printed yet. Just taking a little bit longer at editing. Not sure why, but it should be out any time now. But we can go ahead and talk about it. I can tell you exactly what's going on.
Well, okay. This what this is, and everybody here should be alarmed by this, simply because this has been proposed before, and I think there's certain states in California. I think they do this, right?
They might, but not to this extent.
Yeah.
Do you want to just go in and talk about what's going on?
Give us the background. What are we talking about here? What have you found?
Okay. There's a leaked FBI document that I got my hands on that has been confirmed by the FBI as being legit. So it is legit. And basically what it is, it's a form that someone can fill out or be pressured to fill out that will put them on the NICS prohibited persons list for either not being able to, like, manage their finances or manage, like, basic stuff like that, or if they feel that they're a danger to themselves or others. All they have to do is fill it out and have a doctor sign that they're of sound mind, which doesn't make sense because one thing says, I am not of sound mind. Then the doctor signs it saying, well, he's of sound mind to sign this. And it puts them on the prohibited list, but not only temporary, but basically forever.
Well,
there's no way off. Once you're on, you're off. And the scary part is people are like, well, you know, that's voluntary. But, you know, people in their time of need can be coerced into doing stuff. And most people who have mental problems who want to take a little break from their firearms so through, like, places like holdmyguns.org or something like that, when they've got enough help, they can get back their firearms.
Sure.
With this, they're gone forever. There's no way of getting it back. You signed your right for eternity over to the state to take away your firearms. And basically, the burden is less than what the actual law says.
Who passed this law? Who's authorized this?
The DOJ, Department of Justice. There's no law. Actually, it runs contrary to a couple different laws. For one, you cannot just say you're a felon and be treated as a felon when you don't commit a felony. So it's basically the same thing. You can't override you can't override the law. If you look at the law, to be on the prohibited persons list for a mental issue, you have to be adjudicated, which means it has to go through the court system.
Right.
There's no self-reporting on that. It's adjudicated and committed, which is a court procedure. So, I mean, that's the scary part. And what we are worried about, Rob Olson, who's the lead counsel for GOA, he actually filed some Freedom of Information Act requests for me to see. We've known about this for a couple of months, but we wanted to try to get back to Freedom of Information Act request to
right.
see how many times it's been used and what cases it's been used at. They received it, but they acknowledged the receipt of the Freedom of Information Act and acknowledged everything filled out correctly. Rob is a great attorney. He's actually arguing the Bumpstock case, so he really knows what he's doing. But they're not responding at all to us, though.
So this is a bureaucratic movement?
It's definitely a bureaucratic movement. It's not like a congressional movement or anything. It was totally a bureaucratic, and it looks like it might run afoul of the law. But, you know, people can be pressured into signing this, especially if you're in a, you know, a vulnerable state due to, like, tragedy or something.
Right.
Because people suffer from mental health stuff all the time, and that's why groups like HoldMyGuns.org, which basically if you feel, like, suicidal or something like that, you can have them hold your guns for you until you feel that you are out of crisis. That's why these organizations exist. We don't need something like this.
Yeah. That's sort of I've seen some state that has talked about doing this or they've done it already, where they were like, you can voluntarily put yourself on the gun prohibition list, but
yeah. Well, like California have that, but you can also remove yourself from it.
Really?
Yeah, this is, you're on it forever. You sign a document saying that you give up your rights forever with no recourse of getting them back, basically.
That's interesting. That's is coercion?
That is what we're thinking. And let's say you have an anti-gun family member or anti-gun psychiatrist or doctor. You go see him for mental health. He talks you into signing this form, because there is a lot of mental health doctors out there that are not pro-gun. I mean, the Mental Health America, they're pretty good about like gun rights and stuff like that, but there's other mental health organizations out there that aren't. And what happens when these people come into this vulnerable state looking for help and they get coerced into signing this document and they lose their rights forever, then like a couple years down the road, they're in a better mental state and they wouldn't have a gun, but guess what? They sign their rights away. They can never get a gun again and they have no legal recourse.
That's like taking suicide and red flag orders and combining it, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, there's two different things at play here. The first reason is, you know, I feel like I'm a danger myself or others. If you read the language of the document, which should be posted on AMLIN hopefully by tomorrow, you will see that it almost mirrors red flag laws. The second one is I can't, like, control my finances or my things like that. If you remember back in the Obama years where the Social Security Administration was taken away and the Veterans Administration was taking away firearms rights for people who were having trouble managing their finances, and they stopped that.
Yeah.
And the second part is almost identical to that.
So are you saying that Attorney General Barr has put this out there?
It came from the
FBI. I tell you what. Hang on to that thought. I'm so wrapped up in this, I wasn't even paying attention to the time. Talking to John Crump from AmmoLand. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look?
Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to John Crump, who is a, among other things, he is a writer at Ammo Land. You also do a broadcast yourself, right?
Yeah, I started doing a broadcast after my old YouTube channel got shut down, so I started a new one.
Yeah.
And do a broadcast there now, too. Trying to grow my audience back up a little bit. It's more concentrated on the live streams and pre-recorded stuff. But it's just youtube.com/John Crump, too. And, yeah, you're supposed to be on my show soon, right?
As soon as I get all the stuff I got to have. I don't have all the stuff I got to have.
Yeah.
There's some material stuff I need to get to be on John's show. So we were talking about this little nefarious thing. You were about to tell me who had proposed this and who put this in play.
Well,
this voluntary giving up of rights.
Okay, the document is real and it is currently being used. Some of our Freedom of Information Acts that we filed, that Rob filed for me and stuff, they're trying to determine who actually came up with it. It was given by a source. So it wasn't like readily available. So whoever actually proposed it and put it into play, we're not exactly sure yet. That's one of the things that the FOIA request is requesting to know.
Is GOA, are they planning on getting this challenged legally or something?
But we have to go through the hoops. GOA has to get the hoops of, doing all due diligence, trying to work and with them and everything else before they can go, to that step.
Interesting. Is Mike Hammond still with them?
I don't really talk to Mike Hammond. I'm not sure if he is or not, to tell you the truth.
He is.
But Rob Olson's the guy I work with, who's
okay.
A fantastic attorney.
Well, see, I just that's on me because I just don't know that. I don't know him. I know Mike Hammond's. I don't know him. But now, do we know how many times this has actually been utilized?
We don't. That's another thing that we've been waiting to hear back. The FOIA request went in at the beginning of October, and we've been waiting ever since and pestering them. And if we keep on going, there's legal routes that can be taken to get the information if they're not open to give it through FOIA request, but you have to wait a certain time period. And a lot of times they'll wait and try to extend it until you start filing like suits and stuff. Then they're like, oh yeah, here it is. But there's a buffer that you have to wait before you can actually take it to the next step.
So here's the question, and I would be concerned. I'm just thinking out loud. It's not to be concerned with. All of this needs to be concerned with simply because this is such a little nefarious little racket they've got going on right now.
Yeah.
When this does go through the process, anybody that's had to give up their rights because they were coerced into it, is that going to be restored?
Once you sign the paper, you go to a mental health facilitator, which can be anyone from a licensed counselor to a psychiatrist or
sure.
a nurse or anyone. They sign that you are signing it in sound mind and body, and that is it.
So even if they look at this, even if we go through the channels and it goes through the courts and they're like, this is unconstitutional, it must be struck down, this cannot stand. Everybody that was ensnared in this is just trapped.
Well, if it gets ruled unconstitutional, of course, they can go back and remove people. But that would be a nightmare to actually, you know, try to implement once you're on there. It's a nightmare to get off. So I know someone who was put on the prohibited persons list by accident because it was a similar name, and they mixed up a social security number. And he gets off of it, but every probably like once or twice a year when he goes to buy a gun, he gets rejected for being a prohibited person and then has to go through the whole process all over again. Hmm. So it's a nightmare to get off. They can issue what's called a unique personal identification number, which they will do if you are in a situation like him, where you get mixed up, but that unique personal identification number doesn't work all the time.
This sounds like, you ever seen the movie Soylent Green with Charlton Heston?
Yes.
Where everybody's eating the Soylent Green, but it turns out this is one of those things. I'm looking at this thinking, this looks like it's ripped straight out of a Charlton Heston movie. So,
yeah.
This is an interesting little development. This has been going on for how long?
We're not even sure about that. I mean, this whole document was like so secretive that, you know, like someone had the good conscience to say, here it is. You got to look into this.
What a guy. That's good. I'm glad somebody did do that. I'm not trying to make light of it. But I would be very interested to find. And it's interesting that that was never made public, and you had to get it on a leaked document.
Yeah, that's the scary part. So what else is floating out there?
Yeah. What else is floating out there? Because they, you know, my senior senator, well, we'll get to that in just a minute. We're about to come up on the break. At Ammoland.com, if you were to go to Ammoland.com and then look at all contributors, it'll take you to a page where it lists literally everybody that writes with any degree of prolificness there. And John is dead center. I think either he's on the left or the right. I can't. I think he's on the right. And there you can find there you can find the entirety of what he has written while he's been there. I don't know how many articles it is. Do you know how many articles it's been?
Probably a little bit over 1,000.
There you go. Go check it out. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he will deliver the State of the Union address on February 4th. A White House spokesman confirmed he's accepting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's invitation to deliver the speech a day after the Iowa caucus. The speech could come during the middle of the president's impeachment trial in the Senate. Speaking of impeachment, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana on how this is playing back in his state.
They think that the House leadership intended all along to give the president a fair and impartial firing squad. They think that this is a very dangerous precedent, that they that my friends in the House are treating impeachment like a political weapon. They're normalizing it.
Kennedy speaking there on Fox Business. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow set another record today. It gained 78 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We're talking to John Crump from AmmoLand.com. Let's, you live in Virginia, right?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do live in Virginia.
Let's, can we talk a little bit about Virginia?
Yeah, there's actually a new development here, a new bill that was introduced that I'm going to write about. I haven't had a chance to write about it.
Oh, so this has changed since Northam decided to grandfather in everything that he wants to ban?
Yeah. This is the new one. This is HB 67, which, you know, there's a big sanctuary movement, sanctuary movement in Virginia, where we have 91 of the, 120 counties are now 2A sanctuaries, and we're going to cross the 100 mark probably by Christmas.
How many counties are in Virginia?
About 120.
Okay. I saw that. I've been saying more than 80, and I was like, how many counties do they have? But I probably should have checked that, but I didn't.
Yeah, there's 122 or something like that.
So three quarters of the, at this particular point, you have more than three quarters of them declaring themselves as sanctuary cities for the 2A, and the governor still thinks he has a mandate to keep Virginia safe.
Yeah, by Christmas, the percentage should be over 90% of the counties, which is insane. But there is a new bill that was put out there, HB 67, that was just put out there, and what it does is basically says that any employee of the Commonwealth or county, city, town, or other political subdivision, therefore, or an agency of any one of them, let me just put that right there. Let's skip down because it goes through a bunch of stuff. Then it says, if they obstruct, impede, suspend any activity, operation, or of his employee agency or any other government agency, or willfully refuses to do his duty, employment shall, by such action, be deemed to have terminated his employment and therefore after be ineligible for any position or any capacity in the state for the next 12 months.
Here's my question. How are they going to know when an individual law enforcement officer fails to enforce this law?
Well, it's basically that they're not targeting the officers out on the street. What they are targeting is the sheriff, the police chief, the people in charge.
Well, how do you terminate a sheriff? He's an elected official.
Well, if you look at my county, Loudoun County,
right,
what the board is trying to do in Loudoun County, the sheriff was elected with 91% people voting for him.
Right.
He is a Republican. He is a strong 2A supporter. The board is made up of Democrats. What they're trying to do is to disband the sheriff's office and replace it with the police department that would report directly to the board.
Now, let me ask you this. This is the thing that with 90 some odd counties out there, it would be safe to say that there's probably something. Now, we've got a sheriff here in South Carolina who has said publicly that if something were to happen, he would deputize everybody that wanted to be deputized to keep the whole thing about the Constitution in place in that county to resist.
Yeah, that's some of the sheriffs here are doing, too.
So just exactly how much of a defense force does the government have to go out here and start waging combat against these people? Because they can say whatever they want. If they can't actually enforce it, that's going to sort of fall by the wayside. It's just not going to occur. What are their if you don't do this or else, what's the else, I guess?
What they're talking about is bringing in the National Guard.
But what's that going to do? I mean, now
to remove the sheriff, and what they want to do is bring in the National Guards. Jerry Connolly, who is a congressman from Virginia, was talking about how they are planning on prosecuting any sheriffs or any law enforcement that does not enforce the law.
Okay.
So they're talking about going out and arresting sheriffs and prosecuting them.
But how are they going to know that they didn't enforce the law? Aren't they going to have to? They have to have a crime that they committed in order for them to, you know, them just saying, I'm not going to enforce it. They can't prosecute them for talking.
But this new HB 67, if they do that, what the bill says is, well, that's considered you quitting.
Okay, so they're just trying to throw a bunch of stuff against the wall to see what sticks, in other words.
Yeah, I mean, it's like all this stuff is going to be challenged. The Virginia Constitution actually has a stronger Second Amendment than the actual Second Amendment.
Yeah. See, here's what I think. I think if they actually try to do any of this stuff they're proposing, if they were to activate the National Guard to start kicking out sheriffs and enforcing this law, if they were going out there and, you know, they're like, we're going to grandfather these in, but you got to register them. We know that one. Well, that one's for. I think that takes the Bundy Ranch standoff. And that turns the Bundy Ranch standoff into the Romper Room Reunion 1974.
Yeah, it would be statewide, and it
would be a tipping point. It would be a tipping point in the whole discourse nationwide.
Yeah, it would push. It would turn Virginia into a complete police state, for one thing. But
and how are they going to seal off the state to keep people like me from coming up there and finding people like you to help you out? They're going to be able to seal that off? I mean, basically, nationally, there's one cop nationally, everybody, state, local, federal. There's one of them for every 19,000 of us. Unless, you know, most of them are in Virginia.
Well, there's counties that are organizing militias. I'm not talking about, like, Joe Bob down the street organizing militia with his friends.
Yeah.
But the county officials and the sheriff are organizing militias to resist any tyrannical moves like that, which is crazy. I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime, anywhere.
This reminds me.
Here in Ground Zero, it's insane.
Yeah, this reminds me. You ever seen that TV series Jericho?
Yes, I love that show.
This reminds me of Jericho. This is where the neighbors are getting on the neighbors and all this other stuff. And I, you know, if they do that, all of the, you know, you've seen all the talk about civil war and all this other stuff. I think that's the match to the tinder. But you hang on for me. Hang on for me, if you will. You can find all the stuff that John writes at Ameland.com. Well over 1,000 articles go to all contributors, or you can just look towards the top of the page. He's normally at the top of the page. He is today. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We have been talking to John Crump, writer at Ammo Land. Has his own broadcast. He does a few other things as well. You got a chance to do a very novel thing. You got a chance to interview Dan Gross, the former president of the Brady campaign, which, by the way, he has never returned my call. I called him, and then I've only tried him once, you know. So, anyway.
I'll hit him up and see what I can do. I've interviewed him a couple times.
So has he really evolved? I mean, he still is a big proponent for background checks, isn't he?
He's not as pro-Second Amendment as you and I, but he's miles away from where he was. And actually, he no longer supports universal background checks.
So what happened? Was there some sort of a catharsis? Did he have a dream in the middle of the night and he thought, I've been wrong? You know, what happened with this young fella?
He decided that he wanted to go try. You know, he's always anti-gun, and he decided, well, I'm anti-gun, but let me go meet with some people who are pro-gun and attend a class. Okay. And he realized a lot of his beliefs were misconceptions.
Now, you mentioned something in your interview that you said you said you were sorry for what happened to his brother. What happened to his brother?
There was a shooting at the Empire State Building, and he was and his brother was shot.
Dan Gross and his brother?
Anti-gun. Dan Gross, his brother, yeah. But over the years, his idea started evolving before he even left the Brady campaign. And he was at a political place that was different from the rest of the Brady campaign. His main goal was to try to keep people safe. And his idea of how to do that has evolved. But when he left, he realized that there were people that just ideologically hated guns, and no matter what was shown, that they were always going to hate guns. They weren't going to look for real solutions.
Right.
So around that same time, he decided, I'm so anti-gun, let me go take a couple firearms training classes and meet the actual people who shoot.
Right.
And when he met the actual people that shot, after 20 years, he realized these people, they're not evil monsters that care about their guns more than kids. They have a different point of view of how to keep people safe. And he started listening to them and started looking into, you know, ideas and everything else. And he came to the conclusion, it's not about the gun. It's about the person who actually has the gun. And then I asked to talk to him about universal background checks. And he no longer believes that universal background checks are right, because he never thought about it as, hey, I can't give this to my brother, or, you know, I know this guy from ever, you know, I can't sell him my gun. I got to go through a background check to sell him my gun. You know, when if that's not making anybody any safer. So
right.
He's now abandoned the idea of universal background checks.
Well, you know,
it's a good idea if you don't know a person to go through a background check, but he doesn't think it should be federally mandated.
Well, the biggest problem I have with background checks is that a background check is a snapshot in time, looking at you today and everything you've done going back. And a whole bunch of these rampage killers have passed background checks. So background check today tells you what I've done in the past, and I'm sure that there has to be some line. But at the same time, background checks haven't stopped anybody from killing anybody. That's my problem with them.
Yeah, if you look at the actual violence, gun violence against people other than suicides,
right?
Most of the guns that are used, a large proportion of them. I don't have the exact statistics. I don't want to misquote any statistic, but the large proportion of them are illegally obtained. Either they're stolen or, they're bought on the black market and held by a felon, you know.
What does he think about, I saw that you asked him what he thought about the so-called assault weapons. What were his thoughts on those?
I actually went back and verified this, because I thought I must have misheard him when he told me that. So I went back and verified this, but he's never been one on an assault weapons ban, so-called assault weapons ban.
Right. Well, I mean, they're not used very often.
Yeah, at one point he wanted to ban handguns, but it doesn't appear that he's ever really wanted to go after assault weapons. And in fact, when he was working with Obama, one of the things he said, you know, we shouldn't go through assault weapons. Around 2016, he came up with this idea that, you know, we shouldn't be talking about banning. He's always said we shouldn't be talking about banning certain guns.
Right.
And he came up with the idea we shouldn't talk about banning certain guns. We should talk about keeping guns away from certain people.
Like, one question I would have died to ask him, and I'm sure that it's much easier for me to look at this stuff. Have you ever noticed? I mean, the Brady campaign started out as Handgun Control Incorporated. And Pete Shields, his idea was to ban handguns. He wanted all handguns banned. He wanted to prohibit all gun ownership. He wanted to make it the norm not to have them, and he wanted it to be completely discouraged. And now they've changed their name. And the Mayors Against Illegal Guns became Every Town for Gun Safety. All these little organizations in the anti-gun groups have to rebrand.
Yeah.
And I would be very curious. I would love to ask somebody like him, why do you think you guys have to continually rebrand? And getting out there and talking all this gun safety and everything, when you're talking about gun safety, somebody's going to want to know what you're doing to enhance gun safety, which is teaching proper handling technique. And gun safety is not taking guns away, which I'm sure he would agree with that now. Do you think he is on the up and up?
I do. I've talked to him on the phone several times, and I've talked to him face-to-face as well. I met with him face-to-face. And you can tell a lot by looking in somebody's eyes. And I absolutely do believe that he is on the up and up. In fact, if you look how much hate he's gotten from the other side and how much pressure that he's gotten from the anti-gun group now that he's come out. That's one of the things I'm worried about, that, you know, I knew when he was going to come out and say, hey, guess what? I'm pro Second Amendment now, that he was going to get a lot of hate from his old cohort.
Well, he actually did. He did the one thing that an anti-gunner should never do. He employed critical thinking, went out, looked for himself, stopped listening to the cliches, yeah, and did a little intelligence gathering, and I guess it changed his mind, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So his idea is, hey, I got enough money to be happy, so what are they going to do to me?
are you going to be...
Told me that.
Before we run out of time, are you going to be at Shusha?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess I'll see you at breakfast.
Yeah, the writer's breakfast.
I get invited to the writer's breakfast, which is hilarious. I love that stuff. It's good stuff. Good stuff to be hanging out with the people from Ameland. For those of you that are interested in what John does and how he writes and everything else, go to Ameland.com. Look for all contributors. Go down to the middle right column of writers. There will be John Crump. And go check out his backlog, his catalog, his archive. Thank you for joining me this evening.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, another Ammo Land Rider, Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.